Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, coming up at 3:45, Roberto quits live on the air. No, we're doing college football grotesque overreactions. Roberto, I just told everyone you're quitting live at 3:45. Okay. All right. Good. Sully, you were bringing something up here, and I think it's worth at least, you know, bringing to the air before we take some phone calls. Say what you said during the break.
Yeah, I just saw this. I think it was Detroit News. Yeah, the Detroit News.
No, say what you said about David.
Oh, David, just doing a fantastic job like always, man. No, that's what I was. All right, go ahead. That's what I was saying. What about this? Mike's claiming that I was talking behind your back, which of course I would not do. Okay.
I'm just not comfortable working with a black guy.
Look at our Mackinac Island debate yesterday. That was a perfect example of saying it to your face. And by the way, I'm right about that.
All right, you're
done.
We're
not getting there again.
You're done.
The vice president's motorcade. All right.
Let's get to it.
This is according to TickPick, after Michigan's ugly loss to Wisconsin, ticket prices for every... All right. Let me know when you guys are ready.
We're ready.
After Michigan's loss to Wisconsin, ticket prices for every remaining home game on Michigan's schedule have dropped dramatically, including Notre Dame by 9%, MSU 10%, and Ohio State 10%.
Doesn't shock me. I bet you the same thing happened with MSU. It happens anytime you lose a game. My question would be this. Why would anyone invest in that program right now? Now, I've said the same thing for Michigan State, so I don't think it's uncouth to say it about U of M. Like, if you get that call from Michigan for donors, I couldn't imagine stroking a check to that program with that coach and this product. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
That's puzzling to me how donors are still shelling out big bucks.
I can't wait to see who pays for the trip to the Ukraine this year, wherever the hell they're going.
Maybe that's just a massive tax write-off for that person. But
I don't know. They're running out of places to go.
Wrong country.
What? No. What?
No kidding.
Am I missing something?
No. Nothing.
No, I'm dead serious. I have no idea if there's something. Is there a tragedy in the world I missed?
Not a tragedy. No.
What?
Just he's talking. David's getting political back
here. All right. Swap Ukraine for Cameroon. Dude,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Cameroon.
I didn't know. Yeah. Thailand. I don't know.
I'm just messing with you. That's all.
Jesus. I don't want to start anything. I didn't know.
No.
All good.
What
about a trip to Mackinac Island? How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, they're going to get a trip to Detroit for bowl season. They keep playing the way they're playing.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Harbaugh and the team can ride bikes around Mackinac Island, but make sure there's no cars.
All right, stop it. Go to Charlie in Detroit. Charlie, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, Mike? I'm a Michigan fan. I'm mad at you, Mike.
Why?
How dare you let Steve get on the air and get away with that foolishness that he just said? I'm a Michigan guy. I want Michigan to win. But he's the exact reason why I hate Michigan fans. We will accept anything as long as we can say, well, we won 9 games, but they were meaningless. And he got on the air and tried to air that out like that was cool. He's an idiot. I'll say it. No one else is going to say it.
All I was trying to do, he laid it all out for me. Do I think it's soft? Yes. Did I tell him I disagree with basically everything he felt? Yes. But there was no debate point there, Charlie. I told the man I disagree with everything coming out of your mouth right now. What was I supposed to do? He's an alien. Like, I can't even have a conversation with a guy like that.
Because you couldn't have a conversation with a guy like that, I've heard you hang up on people who make ridiculous points.
I'm in a
that
good mood, though.
That was the most ridiculous point today. Well, that's because you went up to Mackinac and probably had to tour around in a car or something.
How dare you? You know,
let's talk about that.
I have no understanding why anyone cares about Mackinac Island. Fudge sucks, and having no cars sucks. I have no interest.
Hey, have you had Saunders fudge? Saunders fudge is amazing.
No fudge is amazing. It's not good. None of it. Go to the Jersey Boardwalk. Everyone's throwing bricks of fudge at you. It's not, Charlie, it's gross. It's not good. Fudge is objectively bad. Peanut butter fudge, the fudge that's got all the nuts lodged in it, it's just gross. It's gross. Same thing with saltwater taffy. What maniac eats that stuff?
Saltwater taffy is great.
You're an idiot.
It is so good.
Why don't you go hang out with Steve in Ann Arbor? Steve in Ann Arbor seems like a saltwater taffy guy.
I think
guy.
I just bought that from Roberto's kids, a saltwater taffy. I think I just did.
He seems more like a pull your taffy kind of guy.
Jeez.
Just hitting the drop button on that.
Well, hey, let me jump in with this then, because Mike, you'll get a kick
That's
out of this.
Thank God I hit the drop button there.
My girlfriend made a comment to me the other day, and I want to preface this because I know how. And yep, something similar to that. Oh, I hope she didn't say that actually. No, but serious, and I know I want to preface this because
I love how this guy on this show thinks he's going to start a sentence with, you know, my girlfriend was telling me.
Well, I knew you'd do that, and I also know that you'll make a big deal of this, but
go ahead,
I want to preface it by saying that I am nowhere near engaged, married, anything like that. I know you joke about buying the ring or whatever.
All right, settle down.
But my girlfriend makes a comment to me the other day, and she goes, God, you know what? I've always really wanted to get married at Mackinac Island.
Oh, boy.
And I was thinking, oh, man. So she's adamant that one day her wedding's going to be on Mackinac Island. So maybe one day far down the road, Mike, that'll be the next time you go to Mackinac
Island.
I
won't come.
If I ever get married.
I won't come. I'll send you an envelope.
Oh, you would still go for me.
I swear
to
God.
You have to.
God, I hate you. Don't be that guy.
And that's years and years away.
Can
but
you imagine? Do me a favor.
I really want to get married on Mackinac Island. I have to.
I mean, fine. It would get us all away from this place for a day, so that works. We'll all drive up together. Can you imagine? Nobody would be. Do it on a Friday
to
save money.
I'll send a card for David.
Do it on a Friday so we can get a day off.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
That's years and years away. But
Sully's wedding. We all got to take like a week off. We're all going to go ride. Me and David are going to ride a tandem bike.
Can you imagine?
Is David allowed on Mackinac Island?
Hey, whoa!
Whoa. Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't know what the rules were. I didn't.
Oh. I'm sure that's not a cheap wedding either on Mackinac Island.
Mike, you're a dead man. All right, what's further away? Your engagement or Michigan winning the Big Ten? What's further away?
Michigan winning the Big Ten. Michigan. Because if all jokes aside, if I were to say realistically, you know, set some over under it, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, I don't know. I'm
you
just
think
it.
You're going to be dating her that long? I don't think
so,
buddy.
She's in a nursing program right now for another year and a half, right? I mean, I figure engaged, I could be and say within a few years.
The day she's done with that program, there will be an expectation of a
God.
Ring.
God. Yes. Don't scare me like that. Still a few years away.
If you're scared, you shouldn't be with her.
Well, no, I'm just saying, come on. That's just every guy. That's true.
She seems very nice.
No, she's great. She's great, but.
Okay.
But.
There's still an element to being nervous or scared about getting married. My God, I don't want to grow up that
So
quickly.
You mean to tell me you think Michigan won't win the Big Ten in the next 3 years?
Yes.
Holy mercy.
Because we're already talking about coaching changes.
Oh, my God.
We're already talking about some rumors today about
they still
about
have a shot this year. They just got to win every game.
Well, I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, man. People. Wow.
Mackinac Island.
35-year season ticket holder. And it's my last year. The football program means nothing. Okay. Close isn't good enough, but who gives us a better chance to break through? Boy, is that a loser's way out. Steve in Ann Arbor's wrong. Harbaugh must be replaced if he doesn't win the Big Ten title this year. End of story. See, I'm with you. But good luck getting Wojo to write that. Did you guys read that pile of garbage column in the paper
today?
I
read all of it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, David, I wish I didn't.
He said the question must be asked, is there uncertainty in Harbaugh himself? If indeed the job is tougher than he imagined, is he willing to fight his way back, fight for his program, even fight for his
reputation? And then, of course, he goes, and I still think he could turn it around.
Said that too, yeah.
He's playing, he's shaking both hands. I almost feel bad for Wojo, that is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.